No BS Zone. I'm Steve Gurr. I am America's voice. I'm an America First guy, and let me be clear. I'm here to tell you the truth, not make you feel good. So if that's not going to work for you, well, then take a break. Otherwise, buckle up. It's going to be a good ride. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, the attacks on free speech are ramping up. In the United States Constitution, the envy of the world being targeted by the globalists now at the United Nations. Of course it is. Number two, the Chinese spy balloon giving more ammunition to those who say Joe Biden is not defending America, not at the border, and now not in the sky either. Not a good look, I'll tell you that. And number three, the fences are back up today around the Capitol ahead of the State of the Union address. It's been put up to protect the members of Congress and others in attendance, which is weird, considering so many Democrats say walls and such don't work. Anyway, we'll get back to that. For Joe Biden, it's going to be a tough night. He's going to say a lot of things that we already know are just not true, but what are you going to do? What is there to do about it? I mean, this is the week after Biden, the United States, let what everyone seems to think was a Chinese spy balloon cruise over the country day after day for more than 100 hours before finally letting the air out of the thing over the Atlantic and then being threatened by the Chinese, for which we said nothing. It's a time when the southern border is, for all intents and purposes, wide open with record-setting numbers of illegals flowing in every single day. As a result, towns like Yuma, Arizona, getting pounded. We're told the hospital there, teetering on financial collapse. And locals say they cannot even get in because it's been flooded with those who have come to the country illegally. Yes, there's an awful lot to answer for. And this is the good news for Joe Biden and company right now. Because the nation has soured on this administration. And no matter how they try to create the illusion of a good economy and how well things are going, people all over the country have a very different take. Inflation is soaring at levels most Americans have never seen. Most Americans have never seen this because it hasn't happened since the late 70s and early 80s. It's chewing up America's paychecks, even when many have had raises and are making more money than they've had in all their life. But their ability to pay the bills has dissipated as their buying power has been devastated. This while the battle over the debt ceiling is also front and center. Shannon Bream pulled a masterstroke here. She pulls the football, and Biden's economic guru, Jaden Bernstein, ends up falling flat on his back. It's ugly. Ugly. This is how out of touch this administration is, top to bottom, back to front, side to side. Listen.
All right, here's one member explaining his intention to vote no on raising the debt ceiling. Because this massive accumulation of debt was predicted, because it was foreseeable, because it was unnecessary, because it was the result of willful and reckless disregard for the warnings that were given and for the fundamentals of economic management.
So I don't know who that lawmaker is.
Well, let me tell you, it was President Joe Biden.
Oh, okay.
Back in 2006.
So, look.
But does he have a point? Because Republicans say that's their position now.
No, the Republicans' position is that they are threatening to default in order to get what they want. And the debt ceiling should never be used as that kind of a threat. We have an economy that, as you and I have been discussing, is growing strongly. The idea that you would put that at risk, the idea that you would put the full faith and credit of the most important debt security in the world, U.S. Treasuries, at risk, is just antithetical to anything this president stands for.
But was that what President Biden was doing when he said this in 2006 and voted no?
No, in 2006, in 2006, let me make this point. In 2006, do you remember a debt ceiling debate that was anywhere close to as heated as this one?
Do you? I don't know. But didn't she play it masterfully? Let me tell you what this lawmaker said. It was reckless. It was predictable. Everything that's happened. And that's right. It's reckless and predictable when you have massive amounts of government money and you spend it. Then inflation is going to go up and paychecks are going to be hit hard. And people are going to struggle because their buying power has been destroyed. And like I said, the nation has taken notice. So have the major media defenders of Joe Biden and his team. Many have soured along with the rest of the nation, disappointed with the economy, the border, crime, foreign policy, and just about everything. In fact, Joe Biden and his team really don't have anything they can point at that the American people actually buy. I mean, they're going to try. They're going to come out there and spit it to, oh, we're doing this, we're doing that. How many times does Joe Biden say MAGA Republicans? How many times does he blame them? How many times does Joe Biden say democracy tonight? How many times does he say all the things that he says? And they don't even, Americans don't even want to think about this guy running another 4 years. Trust me on this. America has had it to hear. And what would a look at Joe Biden's failing numbers be without lightweight commentator Lil Chucky Todd? Lil Chucky Todd is a guy who's been out there defending this guy forever. Well, here's what he has to say now. Listen.
When President Biden addresses the nation on Tuesday night, he will be speaking to a skeptical public. Despite the low unemployment rate, a stronger than expected midterm performance for his political party, and a string of legislative accomplishments, the president's job rating sits at just 45%. His poll numbers are even lower on his handling of the economy, foreign policy, and specifically the war in Ukraine. Two-thirds of voters have reservations or are very uncomfortable with the idea of Biden running for a second term.
Oh, and by the way, that 45% approval number is the highest of any poll. NBC giving him a whole lot of fluff there. His approval rating is lower in most other polls. In fact, every other poll that I saw is lower than that. So when little Chuck Todd tries to, you know, buffer it some, cushion it some, well, it's going to be a skeptical nation. No, it's a nation that's like not buying it anymore. A nation that doesn't want to see Joe Biden run for anything except the door. And when police focus on the economy, when people focus on the economy specifically, it gets really ugly for Biden and his socialist friends because what they're doing is not working. No matter how much they stomp their feet and yell from the rooftops how great everything is, America is not buying it. In fact, across the nation, this is all being rejected like it has never been before. And despite that, President Biden refuses to take any responsibility for inflation or the daunting problems facing American families across this country. Yet Biden seriously believes the economy has improved under his administration. He really believes this. So I can't decide which is worse, him saying it over and over and over, or possibly actually believing it. That's the frightening part. Listen.
Do you take any blame for inflation, Mr. President?
I take any blame for inflation? No.
Why not?
Because it was already there when I got here, man. Remember what the economy was like when I got here? Jobs were hemorrhaging. Inflation was rising. We weren't manufacturing a damn thing here. We were in real economic difficulty. That's why I don't. Thank you.
Yeah. Joey, we remember. It was terrible. No, Joe. The economy was humming along. Things were going well. We had a border wall under construction. Inflation was low. Unemployment was low. American jobs were coming back. We were putting tariffs on China. We didn't have balloons flying over, despite these strange claims that they magically found balloons flying over the Trump administration years in America. Oh, they just finally figured it out this week. Yeah, they magically put that together. Please. See, Trump did it. Do you think they mentioned the Chinese spy balloons tonight at the State of the Union? I don't think so either. I've got more of this to come. We're just getting the table set for Joe Biden's appearance. I'm Senator Joe Biden. President Jill will be right out. Thank you, Joey. Greatly appreciate it. Quick break. Good to be back. I'll be right back.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
Attention all Bridge Card users. Did you know you can now use your Bridge Card at many Michigan farmers markets? Farmers markets are a place where Michigan families can connect with local farmers and purchase fresh, healthy produce. Now that opportunity is available to even more Michigan families. Thanks to the Michigan Farmers Market Association and our partners, many farmers markets across the state now accept Bridge Cards. To find one near you, visit mifma.org. This message sponsored by the Michigan Farmers Market Association and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.